Most people, when directly confronted with proof that they are wrong, do not change their point of view or course of action, but justify it even more tenaciously. Politicians, of course, offer the most visible and often tragic examples of this practice. Throughout his presidency, George W. Bush was the epitome of a man for whom even irrefutable evidence could not pierce his mental armor of self-justification. Bush was wrong in his claim that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He was wrong in claiming that Saddam was linked with Al-Qaeda. He was wrong in predicting that Iraqis would be dancing joyfully in the streets to receive American soldiers. He was wrong in his gross underestimate of the human and financial costs of the war. And he was most famously wrong in his speech 6 weeks after the invasion began, when he announced, under a banner reading, "Mission Accomplished," that major combat operations in Iraq have ended. Even as commentators from the right and left called on Bush to admit he had been mistaken, Bush merely found new justifications for the war. Getting rid of a very bad guy, fighting terrorists, promoting peace in the Middle East, bringing democracy to Iraq, increasing American security, and finishing the task our troops gave their lives for. In the midterm election of 2006, which most political observers regarded as a referendum on the war, the Republican Party lost both houses of Congress. A report issued shortly thereafter by 16 American intelligence agencies announced that the occupation of Iraq had actually increased Islamic radicalism and the risk of terrorism. Yet Bush said to a delegation of conservative columnists, "I've never been more convinced that the decisions I made are the right decisions." Of course, George Bush was not the first, nor will he be the last politician to justify decisions that turned out to have been based on incorrect premises or have disastrous consequences.